You're a human being. And being a human being has given you a right, a birthright, a fundamental right to be fulfilled. And I'm here to evoke that right in you. So you will find it.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
Thank you. It's been 27 years since I was here last. And today, driving from the airport, I could not recognize anything. And that obviously brings an issue that as human beings, we can get used to things. There are people who live by paper mill factories where the stench is horrible. But after a while, you get used to it. You don't smell that smell anymore. In this life, we have to obviously ask the question, what have I gotten used to? Does being confused bother me anymore? Because it should. Not having clarity in one's life should be very bothersome. Not having understanding in one's life should be painful. And indeed, not knowing one's own self should be intolerable. Intolerable. Because where do you go to get away from you? There is not one single area in this world where there isn't confusion. And not just a little bit, massive confusion. How do you live in a world like that? How do I live in a world like that? Very easy. Extremely easy. You just get used to it. And after picking up one newspaper, another newspaper, reading about this calamity, reading about that calamity, well, yeah, after a little while, people even get used to that. Are there people hungry in this world? Of course there are people hungry in this world. Is that going to stop you from having breakfast tomorrow morning? Absolutely not. Why? You're used to it. It goes. But do you know why I am here? Why have I come on this stage to talk to you? And you know what I want to tell you? I want to tell you, you should not get used to the confusion. That there is a place inside of you that is so magnificent that it is clear, that it is full of understanding, that it is full of answers, not questions. You have to realize that I'm not just here to tell you about this, but I also make this possible for you to experience it for yourself. Big difference. This is not just one evening speech. I can make that possible for you to experience that joy that is inside of you. So, that's the preface. Powerful? Maybe. A lot to handle? Of course. You just don't meet a person every day, I think, who says, oh, by the way, I can introduce you to you. You meet people, let me tell you about this, let me tell you about this, let me tell you about this, let me tell you about this. Imagine on television, they have commercials. And all night long, they're selling things. And they're telling you, do this, and it'll do this for you, and do this, and it'll do this for you, and buy one, you get two free. All night long. But none of those commercials actually come on and say, oh, by the way, I have something for you. And I'm not even selling. It's completely free. Completely free. That can put you in touch with you. Really. You have all heard God is within you. Have you not? Do you know? Now, this is tricky. This is very tricky. Because you believe this to be true. God is within you. But no, actually know and have felt the true divinity inside of you, not once, not for a second, not for a blink. Because if God is within you, you should be able to access that feeling of that presence any time up till the time that that presence is there. And so, you should be in peace now. You should have the clarity in your life. Now, you should have the happiness now. A troubled mind is very bad, and a fulfilled heart is very good. A troubled mind is not good at all. There's no goodness in it. Your goodness lies when your heart is fulfilled. And what do you think will fulfill your heart? I am not here to lay new rules. I'm not here to expose you to new rules. In fact, you know exactly what will fulfill your heart. You know it. But you have just gotten used to not knowing it. But you know it. And it is when it has that peace. When it has that fulfillment. When it has that clarity. Here. Here is today. Here. Do you know? You've been waiting for today for a very long time. No, it has nothing to do with me. No. And it has nothing to do with this event, this peace initiative. It has nothing to do with this. Nothing. You just have been waiting for today. For a very long time. Every birthday that you had, somebody said to you, "Happy birthday and may you live a long time." This day was included in that. This day was included in your aspirations. So, do you know how to work on being fulfilled? Did you work on that today? Or did you merely cope with today? And have you gotten used to coping every day? Do you like to discuss things? Do you like to debate things? I know there are people who just love it. I know about them because from a very young age, people used to come to me. I was speaking to people about this when I was very, very young. At age nine, I started doing this. I was speaking even before that, and I was traveling when I was a teenager through the world. And I was only 13 when I arrived in the United States, and people would come to me and they wanted to debate everything. And here I was. Officially on my school vacation. And I am not a debating person. Because in my debate, there's only two things. Do you know or you don't know? If you don't know, don't move. And if you do know, you don't need to move a whole lot. Just moving this doesn't mean anything. Just because you can move this doesn't mean anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because after a lot of this movement, at the end of the day, you find yourself still scratching your head. Am I kidding? There is more educated people on the face of this earth now than they ever have been. Ever. Do you know that? There's more schools now than ever were. Did you know that? And there is this thing called the World Wide Web. What a name. Internet. And first conceived to share information and make information available to the world. So there we are. We have more information at our fingertips than we know what to do with. Now, what do we do with all that information? Except drive ourselves crazy. Crazy. If you have free time in your life, once in a while you find you have time to read a book, you have time to laugh, you have time to enjoy the scenery, you have time to walk on the beach. If you find yourself you have those times, buy a computer. And they will be gone. Next thing you know, a person who you don't know is sending you mail. <laughs> 60 years ago, that would be impossible. Today, your mailbox is full of mail, not from people you know, people you don't know. And unfortunately, people who don't know you, just your email. And they're telling you all these things and selling you and being your friend. And then you hear, don't open it. You could open the wrong email and your computer will be destroyed. Do you love fear? If you find you don't have much fear in your life, buy a computer. You will be afraid for the rest of it. Viruses. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. The way people play with our heads. Have you seen television? 5 minutes ago, buy this cake, buy this ice cream, buy this potato chips, French fries. 10 minutes later, you use this machine, it'll make you lose weight. Summer is coming, you must fit in your pants. But before you fit in your pants, eat this. And I don't know who pays who. Whether the exercise machine people actually pay these other guys, because that's the only, if you're already fit, you don't need all that stuff, you won't need the machine. But here we are, and this is a vicious spiral, and the world is spiraling in it, and spiraling in it, and people are getting killed around the world. With all the education and all the information, innocent people are dying, and more every single day. How can that be? All the knowledge in the world. But if self-knowledge is missing, it's chaos. The formula always has been peace, then prosperity. Prosperity without peace will be chaos. And you know, you don't have to give me credit for this. Just look out there in this world. Apparently, everybody is prospering, and there is more chaos. Chaos, 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 and chaos. I'm here to tell you of a place where there is no chaos. And that place is inside of you. I have come here to tell you of the possibility that you can be fulfilled. And I am here to remind you, you should not get used to confusion. You should not get used to doubt. You should not get used to ambiguity. You should not get used to the chaos. Should not. You're a human being. You're a human being. And being a human being has given you a right, a birthright, a fundamental right to be fulfilled. And I'm here to evoke that right in you, so you will find it. Because what you're looking for is within you. Always has been, and always will be. We are human beings. We need to feel, we need to understand, we need to love. We need to love. And we need to love the most lovable. That most lovable is within us. We need every day to feel fulfilled. Excuse me, this is not luxury, this is necessity. I have my wife and two daughters in my family, and they like to wear tight shoes. Sometimes. So many times in the evening I've heard them take their shoes off and go, ah. I know what that is. That's satisfaction. It's been bothering them. Ah. Ah. This ah needs to come permanently in your life. Every single day needs to be ah. And I can do that. And I know a lot of people here going, so well, do it. Why don't you do it? You keep talking about it. You're not doing it. Do it. I know where the well is. So you're going, where's the water? Where's the water? Where's the water? I'm saying, don't worry about the water. I know where the water is. Get a rope and a bucket. Get a rope and a bucket. And a lot of people are saying, I don't want to get a rope. I don't want to get a bucket. I want water. And I'm saying, get a rope and a bucket. I know where the water is. Don't worry about the water. I know where the water is. I know where the well is and there's water in it. How are you going to get it out? Rope and a bucket. Rope and a bucket. I want you, if you want this, I want you to get in touch with your thirst. Without the thirst, no amount of water will bring you. Ah. That takes a thirst. No, that takes a thirst. Not social acceptance of water. The human drama goes on. But amongst this human drama is a dance that is so exquisite. There is a lot of noise in this world, yes, but there is a song that is being sung. There is a lot of rhythms in this world and all out of sync, but there is one rhythm that is playing perfectly. And hear that rhythm and dance to that rhythm. There is an exquisite rhythm of this breath coming in and out. And in this, you are blessed with the gift of life. Not tomorrow. Not in tomorrow. I'm alive today. I've been blessed. I've been given a gift. I've been given an award. I have been given a citation of citations. Because no award can be bigger than this. No award. This award, this gift of life. Yours. Yours. Yours, 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 yours. This day was made for you. And there will be another day coming that is made for you. And another day will come that is made for you. Get ready. Get ready. Because when you start accepting those days that are made for you, that's the day you're going to start living. Living. Thriving. Being a human being. So thank you very much for coming this evening, for listening to me. I hope whatever you decide to do, remember what the mission is. Fill the cup. Fill the cup, fill the cup, fill the cup, fill the cup at this life. Thank you very much and good night. Thank you.